familiar passage tonight. And I say that a lot because a lot of passages, as you go on through time, as you get older, a lot of these passages start looking very familiar. But I think this one's going to be familiar to everybody. 2 Peter, the first chapter. We're in some difficult days, and this is a different kind of trial. It isn't the worst time ever, but it sure ain't the best time ever either. But all of us go through times of difficulty and trouble in life. We all have to deal with it. Now we're getting a chance to all deal with it at the same time, but all of us go through times of difficulty and trial. And in the midst of that, we need to remember our God still reigns. Our God remains the same. He's still working for our good. He's still working for our salvation. God has a purpose for you and I in these difficulty and troubles, including the current one we find ourselves in. Part of that purpose is to refine us, to make us more like Christ in every way. Every event of life God is trying to use to shape us, to make us more like Christ. And especially, we find some areas of growth when we come into difficulties. A very large part of our Christian life is pursuing becoming more like Christ in every way. That is a large part of our goal. Once we're converted, a large part of our life, the goal is to become more like Christ in every way. We're to add to our life the virtues, and by virtues that means the good moral qualities that Christ exhibited in his life and that were taught in Scripture. That's how we grow more like Christ, is by adding to our life these virtues, these moral qualities that he exhibited and that he taught in Scripture. 1 Peter, first chapter, verse 5. 2 Peter 1 and 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're just going to look at one of the virtues in that list tonight. Just one of them. Because I believe it's particularly important in the day and time we're in. And it's one of the virtues that we don't pursue maybe as much as others. And that is patience. Patience is one of the virtues that's most needed, but often least pursued. Now, the definition of patience is bearing of provocation or annoyance or misfortune or pain without complaint, without loss of temper or anger. It's an ability or willingness to suppress the restlessness, the annoyance we find when we're confronted with delay, or the bearing, that means willingness to suppress that same annoyance when provocation or misfortune or backsets or pain come our way without losing our temper or getting angry. This is instruction that I think we need today, because I see a lot of people losing patience with a lot of things. And if you've been cooped up in the house with the same people for a while, you may be losing patience with them by now. I don't know. But we are confronted with problems in life many times. And one of the things that we need to strive for is patience. Patience is a virtue. That means it's a good and admirable quality. It's a quality of moral excellence. We're instructed in this brief passage in 1 Peter to add this virtue to our life. And it said, if these things be in you and abound, that means it ought to be in an ever-increasing degree, ever-growing. We ought to, you know, you can be patient without being real patient, right? You can have love without having deep love. You can have kindness without being real kind. All these virtues are by degree. That means you can possess them, but you are also able to, even though you can possess it, you're also able to grow in that quality. Amen? Patience is one that we can possess, and I think most Christians have patience to a degree. But I also believe most of us have room to grow in being able to control our annoyances, control our anger, control our frustration when things don't go our way or when we're delayed. Not only are we instructed to add these things to our life, it says giving all diligence. That means we're to work at it, right? It says giving all diligence. That means we ought to be working at it. Very few of us actively work to add patience to our life, but it ought to be something we're reminded of. When we find ourselves in an instance of impatience or have a flare up of the feeling of impatience, we ought to be reminded that patience is a Christian virtue, and it's something that we ought to strive to have rather than give in to the annoyance or the anger. Patience is important to our Christian life, and I say this because it's part of a happy life. You can't really live life without patience and be happy. You can't be frustrated and angry and really be happy. And the opposite of patience is restlessness or annoyance. It's not being willing to endure or willing to wait. And if that restlessness and frustration is active in your life, you're not going to be very happy. Amen? Without patience, it's difficult to be happy. And it's difficult to convey to those around you that this Christian life is satisfying and that we can be happy. It's only by living patiently that we can really live contentedly and at peace. And that's really the only place true happiness is found. It's when we have a level of contentment and peace in our heart. We also know that patience is necessary to holiness. Why do we know that? Because the opposite is anger and frustration. And anger and frustration gets us in all kinds of trouble, right? Very rarely do people get angry and not get themselves in trouble. Now you can, but very rarely. Very rarely do people really get frustrated and not get in trouble. James tells us in 1 and 20 that the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. That means when we get ourselves worked up in anger, rarely is that going to result in the righteousness of God. Amen? So, patience is a necessary virtue, both to live pleasing to God, to be happy, to be content, and to witness the power of salvation to those around us. Patience is often built through the events of our life. God uses the adverse events of our life and the trouble we get into to help us develop patience. James 1 and 2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." The first verse there, another translation says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." Count it all joy. Other translations say nothing but joy or highest joy. Well, I tell you what, that is a leap from where most of us are at when we get in all kinds of trouble, right? When we meet trials of various kinds, few of us really count it all joy. When we meet trials, or as it says here, when you fall into divers temptations, that has the idea of unexpectedly come into troubles or trials. It could be a trap of Satan, or it could be just an unexpected twist in life like we've experienced in the last couple of months. Different kinds. It says divers temptations. A better translation is that as trials of various kinds. All kinds of trouble, all kinds of trials. It can be financial or physical, be relationships, hardships, opposition. There's really no particular kind of trouble that's specified or exempted here. It could be any kind. But when we come in to any place of trouble, trial, or difficulty, as God's child, we should see it as something still within God's good will toward us. Listen to me. When we come into difficulties as God's child, we shouldn't count it as Satan. You know, Satan's going to scream, "God hates you, God ain't fair, God ain't kind to you, or you messed up somewhere, this wouldn't have happened, this is God's judgment on you." But as God's child, we should, when we come into a place of difficulty or trial, we should continue to view it as something still within God's will toward us. That means He allowed it to happen. The next verse, we're told why we should rejoice or be happy. It says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. When we come into trials, we should be happy. When we come into all kinds of trouble, we ought to be happy because it's an opportunity for our faith to grow and our patience to grow. Testing or proving of our faith is reason to rejoice because it helps us develop patience. What do we mean by our faith being tested? Well, it's been placed in situations that require us to exercise faith in God. Things we don't have an answer for. Things we don't understand. Things we don't have the power to affect. That tests our faith. Will we trust God? Will we believe God in spite of the adversity? Amen? That's where our faith is tested. That's kind of the idea of refining of gold. You know, when gold's refined, it's heated up and that makes the impurities rise to the surface at a certain temperature and it can be skimmed off. And what's left is more pure gold than what it was before the heat. Oftentimes when we come into trials, it surfaces things in our life that need skimmed off. We need refined. We find that our faith can be strengthened. Find that our patience needs to grow. Amen? 1 Peter 1:7, the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found under praise and glory and honor of the appearing of Jesus Christ. This testing of our faith works patience. Now, patience in this context also has the idea of endurance and steadfastness. The trying of our faith helps us become steady, stable. That's a picture of patience, not being ruffled, not being frustrated, but steady and stable, not easily shaken, not easily disturbed. Romans 5:3, but not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing the tribulations work of patience. And patience, experience, and experience, hope. And hope makes us not ashamed because the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Paul tells us in this passage in Romans that trouble, trials, works patience. Or again, steadfastness or endurance. And then that patience or steadfastness in our faith gives us experience. We've come through some things. We've seen that God's faithful. We've seen that He can be depended on. And then that experience that we have of God's faithfulness through that experience gives us hope for the future. It gives us a greater understanding of God's love. And it's in that way that both our faith and trust in God has grown and our patience is developed. Because we can be patient because we know God's working. We know we have a hope in God. James 1:4 says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let patience have its full work. What does that mean? Let's not fight God's means of helping us develop Christian character and grace. Instead of being angry at the events of life, instead of being angry at our circumstances in life or what's happened in life, instead of being angry at that, let's look at it as a means of God helping us to develop our Christian character and to develop our faith in Him. How do we do that? Well, by reminding ourselves of who God is. We've been trying to do that the last few weeks, get you a good picture of who God really is, that He's in control, but not only in control, God loves us and cares about us. And in getting a picture of Him, we look to Him in faith, in confidence, in trust that He's working for our good. We go to Him in prayer, pour our hearts out, tell Him what's going on, tell Him what we need. Amen? And look to Him for what we stand in need of. We need to be careful as we come through difficult places in life. And I know some are suffering more than others. Some are suffering a lot. Some not as much. But everybody's suffering some. It creates some degree of insecurity and fear. But as we go through this, whether it be the trial that we're all sharing or the individual specific trials that all of us have in our lives, not even related to this, we need to watch our attitude towards disappointments and difficulty in life. Disappointments and difficulty in life will either cause us to abandon our faith in God, or it will strengthen our faith in God. It rarely leaves us where it found us. When our faith is tried, either it will strengthen our faith, or we'll abandon or begin to abandon our faith in God. We need to be reminded of who God really is and what He's like. James 5:11 says, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. You've heard of the patience of Job, and you've seen the end of the Lord. The Lord's very pitiful and of tender mercy." Just reminded that in the end, ain't nobody going to outgive God. In the end, ain't God going to owe anybody anything. God is good. He has been good to us. He is good to us. He will be good to us. You heard of Job, who was set forth as an example of suffering. And yet you've seen the end of God. Job lost everything for a short amount of time. But in the end, God gave him twice as much as what he had to begin with. And He gave him a long, full life to enjoy that which he had been given. Amen? We also need patience with others to be able to successfully live this Christian life. 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men." If we're not careful in this time or in times of trial in general, we can get restlessness, frustration and anger build up inside of us, and then we can display something foreign to what our testimony of the work of salvation in our life ought to be. We need to watch our attitudes and our spirit when we have to wait or endure difficulty. When we're made to wait, and right now everything's going to take longer, you're going to we want to rush through stuff, you're going to have to wait in line. You're going to have to wait for somebody to respond. Ain't nothing happening on the time schedule we want it to happen on. And if we're not careful, our frustration and anger can boil up. And we can display something that's not like Christ. Watch your attitude and spirit when you have to wait. Watch your attitude and spirit if you're enduring difficulty and suffering, that we not lash out in anger and frustration. Make a conscious effort to trust God and wait cheerfully. That takes a conscious effort. But I mean, make it a conscious effort to trust God. That means you really do believe that God has your best interest in mind, that He's working for your good. Therefore, we can do what we know to do and then cheerfully wait. And I did say that on purpose. Cheerfully wait. Not just wait. Because it's supposed to be all counted all joy, remember? Let life's experiences build patience and not frustration. Colossians 1:10 says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. I like that. Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And that's my admonition to me and to you, that as we struggle through the difficulty we're currently in, but then all the other difficulties of life, we all got our own battles to fight. We've all got our own frustrations in life and our own trouble in life. But God help us that our faith and confidence in God would be strong enough that we can cheerfully endure, cheerfully, patiently wait with a confidence that God still is working. God has our best interests at heart. God loves us. God's good. God's going to see us through. Amen? Patience. add to your faith patience. I like that. We need that. I thought as I was meditating this afternoon on what thoughts to bring, what's the needs, and I find one of the things that I need a whole bunch right now is patience. And so I pray that God grant us to be different from those around us in our spirit and attitude during this time. I see a lot of Christians with a lot of different attitudes, but I don't see a whole lot strongly displaying a confidence in God, determination that God's in control, so that we might cheerfully wait and see the end of the Lord. Amen. May God help you. Let's pray.